Okay, today's May 31st, 2005, approximately 10:20 hours. It's going to be
tell me about the call that you received today, your response to it, and what you observed and what your actions were.
We were on a move up to Camarillo. We were actually responding to a call, a traffic accident in Camarillo. Got canceled off that call and got reassigned to this call. I forget the name of the street, but
Brittany?
I'm sorry?
Brittany?
No, it was Rocky
High. Oh, Rocky High.
Something like that. So as we responded there, we heard that there was a total of 3 ambulances going on, and we had initially heard the gunshot victim go out, so we were kind of curious about what was going on. And as we responded, we pulled up, and there were neighbors telling us where to go, screaming and everything. So we went down, saw the engines at our destination or location of the call. We walked in, and we saw our co-workers, medic 441, Mark Polino, and his partner working on a female in the kitchen. Fire personnel looked at us and said, there's 3 more patients upstairs. They're with a medic upstairs, and the scene's safe. So we went upstairs, me and my partner went upstairs, and when we went upstairs, I found the paramedic from Medic Engine 52 treating a 14-year-old female. And there was also a 19-year-old male, who I believe was the pool cleaner, and there was a 10-year-old male, all of which had obvious head trauma, nothing severe. It looked like they had gotten hit with something. The female was lying down on a couch and had a collar on her, and the medic was starting an IV. So I asked him what we could do, and he said we were going to C-spine her because she had lost consciousness, and I assisted him. At which point, I told my partner to go get a backboard. He went down and got a backboard. I went down to tell the paramedics down there, because I know one of them was making a phone call to the hospital, that we had 2 BLS patients and 1 ALS patient. So we went back upstairs. Through us working on the female, we heard the helicopter land and take off. So as far as the downstairs happened, I'm not really sure, as far as long as my initial walk into the room. So once I was upstairs, I was pretty much up there, with the exception of about another minute or so when I went down and talked to the paramedic. So we loaded our patient up, both of our patients. The 19-year-old male went with Medic 441 to see me. We took Medic 443, and we took the 10-year-old male and the 14-year-old female. Initially, we had plans to transport the patients to Simi Valley Hospital. However, I believe there was a neighbor, I'm not really sure who she was, but she was talking to the fire personnel on scene, a paramedic, an engineer, and a captain, and he was the chief, saying that the father did not want his kids to go to Simi at all. And we explained to him that we have our protocols to follow with hospitals and diversion. He wanted them to come here. So I then called St. John's Hospital in Oxnard, made contact with them, explained to them the situation, what was going on, and they had initially accepted the patient. When I had hung up the phone with them, told everybody we were going to go to St. John's, the chief then informed me that the dad wants them to go to Robles and only Robles, and that he didn't care if they waited in the hallway. So, and that we all knew that he was, I'm not really sure his status, but he's a pretty high-ranked doctor at UCLA. So he did have some medical authority and medical training. So I recontacted St. John's Hospital, explained to them, and they cleared us to come here to Los Robles. Transporting the patient, she was having some vomiting and things like that, which we just kind of helped her vomit and updated her vital signs and transported her here with her brother, the 10-year-old. And he was a BLS patient. Very, very minor blunt head trauma.
Now, were you the driver of
We had a firefighter drive.
Okay.
So I was in the back with the other medic from 52s.
Okay. Now, with your contact with the parties that you observed, did you ask them or did you overhear them saying what had occurred, how they received these injuries?
Yes, the initial medic that I worked with upstairs from Medic Engine 52 told me that all three of them had been hit in the back of the head with what he believed was a pistol, or I'm not sure, can't remember if it said rifle or handheld weapon. I didn't get a full story on it. I was just trying to focus on the patients and what we needed to do. I do have some recollection of that whoever did this had stolen the Pullman's car or truck and had some poles from there. Maybe that was what he used to hit the Pullman, but I'm not sure about that. That just kind of came in as I was treating the patient. So.
Okay, so you heard, so this is stuff that you, well, the first comment you heard was from one of the firefighters, correct? Telling you what happened, they said that this is what happened to him?
To our patients upstairs,
right.
Yes.
Okay.
He gave me a rundown.
Okay, and then the other thing, you're not really sure who you heard it from or where it came about, you just remember hearing something like that?
Hearing something about the Pullman's truck being stolen,
okay.
And possibly a pole from the Pullman's truck that had hit him. The Pullman.
Okay. Do you recall any statements being made by either the 14-year-old, the 10-year-old, or the 19-year-old?
Directly. Not directly to me, but directly to the people that were in my area in the room, stated that they didn't know the person who had come to their house and apparently shot their mom or hit them in the head. They didn't know who he was, basically.
Okay.
And I'm relating it to the gunshot and the hitting in the back of the head.
Okay. So I'm just trying to, and I know that a lot of stuff happened, and there was a lot of confusion there. I just want to try and clean things up. So if I understand you correctly, then what you're saying is that you remember them saying they didn't know the man. Did they say they indicated it was a he?
I believe they said that we didn't know who he is.
Okay. They had come in and hit them in the head.
Yeah, in fact, I do remember. The little boy said that his mom was on the phone, and the man came in, pointed the gun at her, and she said, "Oh my God, he has a gun," and shot her. At that point, the kids, I'm not sure who exactly, or if the Pullman, but he said, at that point, we ran upstairs and hit him. And that's...
Okay, and that was what the little boy said?
That's what the little boy said.
Okay. Do you remember anything else that was said by either the little boy, the little girl, or the teenage boy?
No.
Okay. And do you remember anything being said by the doctor, the father of the children, the husband of the woman that was shot? Remember him making
no,
any statements to what happened?
He was downstairs
mm-hmm.
with his wife most of the time.
Okay.
Towards the end of the call, once I believe his wife left, he came up to see if they were okay. I'm actually not sure about that. I don't know if he came upstairs. I don't know if he left. I don't remember him actually. So.
Okay. And do you remember anything being said by any neighbors or other people in the area reference what occurred?
Talking amongst the EMS personnel, the firemen, and everybody that was on scene, they had said that they believed that this was related to a call that happened yesterday. I was not working yesterday, and I did not even know about the call yesterday, so other than that, no.
Okay. And when you went into the house and the time you spent in the house, not only entering it while you were in there, but while you were exiting, did you notice anything that appeared that there had been some sort of struggle or some kind of, you know, anything, broken glass, stuff knocked over, shell casings from a gun, anything along those lines that you saw?
No, I did see an initial drop of blood when I first walked in the house, which seemed kind of weird because it was... Walking in through the first door, the female that was on the ground was inside of the kitchen a couple of feet. So I don't really know, unless it had come from somebody's glove or somebody leaving, why there was a drop of blood there. But I only saw one. So.
Okay, now, when you say, how was it that you came into the house? Was it the front door? Is it another door?
I believe it was the kitchen door. I'm not sure if it was the front door. It was the room where we walked in. I believe it was the kitchen. When we walked in, the female was lying on the ground on the other side of what looked like an island.
Okay.
And that's the door we walked in.
Okay. And it was just inside this door, that, you know, on the inside, the kitchen side, that you observed?
It looked like it was right, kind of like where the door would lie on the floor. So it looked like right, you know, in the door brace on the floor.
Okay. Okay. Just one drop?
One drop.
Okay. Anything else you saw when you were inside the house that would have indicated that?
I don't remember seeing anything else.
Okay. All right. And then we already covered statements that were made by the people that you saw. Anything else you can think of? Even if it seems very trivial or not related, anything at all?
No, my specific ambulance, we were the third ambulance on scene. So we hadn't, a lot of everything had been cleared by law enforcement and fire had gone in, and our co-workers had gone in and started shooting the mother. So the scene was kind of handled when we first got there. And we pretty much just took about 10 seconds downstairs, and we went upstairs to the other three victims.
Yeah, you say you took 10 seconds downstairs.
Well, we walked in and we said, what do you guys need? You know, do you need our help here, or what's going on? And the fire captain, I believe, from Engine 52 said, there's three more. You know, I mean, I don't want to go upstairs. If there was nobody else up there, and they said, yeah, it's safe. And then told us there was the medic up there, and we went up, and it was a fairly calm scene up there.
Okay.
Except for the children were pretty upset about their mom.
Okay. And did, just confirming that you took both the 14-year-old and the 10-year-old, you guys transported them in your...
We transported them in my ambulance, medic 443.
Right, to here, Los Robles.
To here, Los
Okay. Robles. And did you have any contact with the deputy that had been shot? No?
No.
Okay. Okay. All right. Is there anything else you can think of?
There was confusion on scene because of the father wanting his children to come here as to our protocols, where we would normally go to the closest facility, the most appropriate facility. And this facility was closed. So other than that, not really.
Okay. All right. Okay. If I have any questions, I will give you a call then.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.